We're picking up the story of Paul on the island of Malta in Acts chapter 28. Let me start again with verse 7. It says, there was an estate nearby that belonged to Publius, the chief person on the island, and he welcomed us to his home and showed us generous hospitality for 3 days. Well, during the 3 days that Paul and company were staying with Publius, the official's father was in bed with a high fever and what we call dysentery. Luke is telling us that the man was very ill. I did some research on first century dysentery, and here's what I discovered. Publius' father was displaying symptoms that are consistent with what's called modern-day Malta fever. It is the historical name for brucellosis, a highly debilitating bacterial infection. This disease was described by Hippocrates, but the specific term Malta fever was coined in the 1850s. Well, in the first century, brucellosis was contracted by the Mediterranean population either by contact with infected livestock or by the consumption of goat and sheep milk. Once a person contracted the disease, they experienced cyclical outbreaks and long-term damage to their physical joints. Once again, Dr. Luke is very specific about what the particular medical condition is. Publius' father was in the throes of either the first attack of brucellosis or a cyclical outbreak. In any case, he was very ill, probably on the verge of dying. Now, I want us to see how matter-of-factly Luke describes what happened next. He says, Paul went in to see him, and after prayer, placed his hands on him and healed him. How simple that was. We could say it was no more complicated than that. Paul visited the man, said a prayer, placed his hands on him, and healed him. Let's pay attention to something else. Neither Publius nor his father were Christians. There's no historical indication that there were any believers on the island at that point. So what does Paul do? He introduced the power of Christ to this chief man of the island and his father by praying in Christ's name and then laying his hands on the sick man and healing him. What is Paul doing? He's making it clear that the power was God's, as one person noted, making sure that these men understand that he was God's agent and not the source of the power. Now, that's very important to understand because remember when Paul was first bit by that snake, the islanders all said, this man must be a murderer. He survived the hurricane aboard that ship, but now the goddess Justice is taking his life. But then after the viper fastened itself on Paul's hand and his hand did not swell up, Paul showed no ill effect, he didn't die, they said, whoa, maybe this man is actually one of the gods. So as Paul goes in and prays for Publius' father and lays hands on him and heals him, he is making sure that he is not seen as the source of the power. Let me tell you, folks, the first century apostolic life may have had its accompanying trials and tribulations, but it also had its shares of immediate miracle-producing power. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.